We're Kevin and Courtney Gilroy, best friends turned married parents and entrepreneurs who know that health is the first wealth, and that while parenthood is the most important job we'll ever have, it's not the only job we'll ever have.
Join us and other health-conscious parents as we grow our empires while growing our families in the healthiest ways possible for both.
Family life and entrepreneurship aren't mutually exclusive. We're going to have the conversations that help you prioritize, plan, and profit in your organic family.
This is the Organic Family CEO Podcast.
This is Courtney Gear going solo in today's episode about the most critical to-do of any true CEO, whether that's in home or in your business. And that's this: making smart decisions quickly. Do you ever find yourself mulling over the labels in the store or tags, and you feel like you just can't seem to make a decision? We all do it. We've all done it. But making smart decisions quickly is imperative in being the boss of your life. And doing so means not wasting any extra time on items that don't move the bottom line forward. Now, those labels or tags, they aren't always the same, right? You could be deciding between ingredients on the nutrition labels and sorting out what could be an allergy trigger, right? That's an actual life or death viability situation. You do need to take time to read those labels and make an informed decision. You could be deciding between price labels. And yeah, sometimes budgets can be a make or break situation to the work business or the business at home. But are you letting a $10 decision eat up what's really worth $100 an hour of your time? These are the questions that smart CEOs ask themselves. Now, I'll tell you a personal story. We had just had a meeting with our home contractor, the renovator, and he had blocked off a chunk of hours for me to make a bunch of decisions. Everything from roofing and siding and doors and windows down to the little intricate details on the molding. I don't even know all the things, right? But what he had blocked off for multiple hours in a consultation and decision-making block, I made it take 10 minutes. The contractor's jaw was on the floor. It was so fast, it looked like he witnessed like a drive-by shooting or something, right? I just quick-fired answers back to him. And in some ways, it kind of was a drive-by shooting, right? I will never forget the look in his face. He was just stunned. But here's why that meeting could be 10 minutes. Those decisions, I know, aren't make or break to the viability of my family or to the viability of my business. I made quick decisions, knowing that I already had a decent idea of what I wanted from Pinterest, and just trusting my gut, knowing that that decision is already in me somewhere, right? When he put samples in front of me, I just quick fired the answers, and it was honestly fun, and it was freeing in so many ways. A few years ago, I would be that person who marinated in all possible options until I passed out from exhaustion or decision fatigue, and then do it all over again the next day. But here's what I know today that I wasn't allowing myself to know a few years ago. Absolutely every element of that home renovation or any element of business, it could be edited if it had been a complete disaster of a decision in hindsight. And no one but me was grading me if I ever needed to make that edit afterwards. Now, I also know what not to decide on altogether, what shouldn't even be in my decision-making realm. For example, I know that I'm not going to fly off the cuff as easily in picking out something like a detailed tile design that I would want in the house, like maybe a fancy backsplash or something, right? I already know that those intricate details are out of my wheelhouse. I already know that I need to trust someone with more design experience to narrow down options for me, or just choose it altogether. Just say, hey, go for it. I trust you. And I know that I need to be spending the minimum amount of time on that tile decision by doing that decision-making in that way. Making decisions on the foundation of my home or my business for establishing health and safety, I mean, I know the answers to those always. I don't have to second guess myself or sit in indecision. And so it allows me to then be very keenly aware of where I need trusted support outside of those solid knowing decisions, right? Then you move along. And so I share that with you because I want you, as you're listening, to truly allow yourself to have space, some breathing room in your life. We get to have this personal, professional, family-centered, business-making experience. And it's a gift that we get to choose to enjoy over and over again. But where are you limiting yourself from that? Could it be in laboring over decisions that don't have to be so hard? You are worthy of enjoying yourself. You're allowed to take a chance. The crazy backsplash, let someone else decide, right? You're allowed to get it wrong sometimes. And P.S., what is the definition of right? Who says? You are so capable just as you are. You're here listening to this podcast because you are an informed, empowered human being who is caring enough to get a little bit better in leadership and parenthood every day. Oh, you! Trust your decision-making abilities. You have what it takes to make a great decision because you've already been making them. I know because you're here. So ask for help for what you can see is too intricate for you to figure out on your own. Lean into the fun of doing some drive-by, quick-fire decision-making on the rest. So now I'd love to know, what's one quick decision you're going to make today? This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started. When you're ready for more resources on family-centered entrepreneurship, then head on over to organicfamilyceo.com, where you can access our full podcast library, an expansive blog, and free masterclasses where you can connect with us personally. When you do, you help us further our mission to help 1 million parents be home with their families more, living the entrepreneurial life they dream of on their own terms. And remember, if you loved what you heard today, consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, along with your Instagram handle, so that more like-minded parent entrepreneurs can find the show, and so that you can be entered to win a free coaching session with Kevin or Courtney. Until next time, Organic Family CEOs, thank you so much for listening.